Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us is one of the instructors for the Alcona Arts Retreat, which is coming up in just a couple of months, but we want to get things going as soon as possible so you can get yourself registered. You can do so at inspirationalcona.org. But joining us is Glenn Morningstar. How are you today, Glenn?
I'm fine, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Wonderful to have you on the program today.
My pleasure.
Now, Glenn, I know they've done the arts retreat in the past. Have you been a part of it since the start?
It started last year, yeah. And we unfortunately weren't part of it last year, but we're pleased to be a part of it this year.
Very good. Now, you're going to do a workshop on dancing through history, right?
That's correct. Everything from 1650 to 1960.
Wow. Now, how did you get involved with that? Where did you study, and how did you get to be an expert, or at least a historical expert on dancing?
Well, I was involved with square dancing as a youth at the school that I attended, and my parents were part of the Grange, and we danced a lot then. And as I moved with General Motors, my employer, I came down to Rochester, Michigan, and in Rochester there was a place called the Rochester Folk Workshop, and a lot of music and a lot of traditional dancing just starting up in the late 70s. And I started dancing with one of the instructors from Detroit, Mr. Bert Schwartz, and he had historical bents with the things that he did, and I was playing fiddle at the time and got involved with the historical events that Bert was leading in Monroe and in Dearborn and places like that. And I was very interested in this, and while playing fiddle, gathered an interest as well for historical dancing, and I started leading dancing in 1980. And the more dances that I led from the current period, the 1970s and 1980s, the more I got interested in the dancing from the 1700s and the 1800s, and started to research through the Library of Congress and also through a school called Berea Christmas Country Dance School down in Kentucky that meets between Christmas and New Year's every year. And it was a school that instructors gathered to help teach other instructors. And that's how it all started, was through events that I played fiddle for, and then through the Berea Christmas Country Dance School, where I was exposed to dancing from various periods.
All right. Now, you're going to be doing workshops as part of the Alcona Arts Retreat. Now, what will they expect if they sign up for your workshop? What kind of things do you do in the workshop?
In the workshop, we'll span three centuries, the 1700s, 1800s, and 1900s. And in each workshop, we'll focus on that given period of time. And those that attend can expect a bit of history about the dance, a bit of the social rules of the day, if you will, sure, surrounding dance. And then we do the dances. We line up for the dances in various forms. And then I walk people through the dance, sometimes demonstrating with groups that are there, or sometimes demonstrating myself. And then people walk through the dance with me as I prompt them. And then the music starts, and we dance to the music of the period, again, for each of those three centuries.
It sounds like a wonderful time, especially for those who like to dance. This is a way to experience the dances over the last three centuries or so, then.
Yes, and this particular program has been very popular at universities all the way down to elementary schools. So it's worked out very fine, and I'm pleased to be a part of it over the years. And folks can expect a fun time. We'll do dances that are particularly enjoyable from those periods.
Very nice. Now, how long do the workshops last?
The workshops are set up across the day. Typically, they're an hour and a half long.
Okay.
So that gives us plenty of time to, you know, again, do quite a number of dances, look at quite a number of forms, and interject history as we go. Everything from clothing to, again, I mentioned social norms of the day that influence the dancing.
Now, from what I understand also, there's a special price for your workshop.
Well, there's a real deal. Yeah. Those that attend and register are welcome to bring a guest. So yeah. The guest gets in free if the attendee would like to bring someone that they're comfortable with dancing with, or would like to bring somebody that they'd like to introduce to this kind of dancing.
That's a great idea. That way you have couples coming out, and it's kind of a two-for-one thing, and you almost can't dance without having a partner, at least for some of those dances, right?
That's correct, and typically people will form partners there. It's a very social kind of dancing, but it's always nice to bring someone that you're sure. comfortable with to start with, and then as you exchange partners at your choosing during the workshop, you've got to start at least with someone you recognize and are comfortable with.
Right. Now, Glenn, do you know what the dates are for your workshops?
I do. It's the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the retreat weekend, mm-hmm. and that's in September. Mm-hmm. So people will be busy with dancing all three of those days, September 5th through the 8th. The registration mm-hmm. is on Thursday, and we dance 6th, 7th, and 8th. And Kevin, in particular, we've got a ball in the evening from 7:30 to 9. So the kind of dancing that we do during the day, we'll have live music in the evening playing for a mixture of the dances that we'll do during the weekend.
Very nice. All right. For more information also on the Arts Retreat, go to inspirationalcona.org. But you also have a website where they could learn more about your dancing through history?
That's correct, Kevin. It's www.dancethroughhistory.com.
All right, dancethroughhistory.com to learn more, and then become a part of it at the Alcona Arts Retreat, which is going on that first weekend in September. And one of the instructors who's going to be a part of it, Glenn Morningstar, who will have Dancing Through History workshops. Again, find out more at inspirationalcona.org. But Glenn, thank you for joining us on this edition of Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you very much, Kevin. A pleasure.